Can we have your name, please?
Anthony J. Bertetta.
Anthony, a farmer has developed a mutant apple. The apple has a growth coming from under itself that looks very similar to a human foot. This growth gives it mobility and can move over the land. Do you think it's right to tamper with nature in this manner?
Well, this is another Frankenstein thing.
Why? Why do you say Frankenstein?
Well, I like that picture of Frankenstein here. You built a human body and destructive, and that's why I personally think we shouldn't fool with such things like that.
Why?
People would stop just to see them. I mean, it'd be something different to see an apple walk.
Well, would you eat it?
No, I don't think I would eat it.
Why?
Because you don't know what it is.
It's an apple with a foot, right?
Well, you can say it's an apple, but maybe in my mind I would think it would be something else.
Why?
Well, that's funny. You very suddenly see an apple with legs, though.
Don't you think you might cut the foot off and eat it?
Well, I mean, if I was desperate enough and hungry enough, you probably would. We eat the apple.
After cutting the foot off?
After cutting the foot off. It would be just like the core.
Part of this project is the apples can grow here in this part of the state, but they can't ripen. They have to move to another area of the United States to actually ripen and to be ready to be put out on the market. Herds of them will be traveling across the country. Would you be interested actually to go along on this trip, more or less herding the foot apples?
As a shepherd to the apples?
No, I don't think I would. I just can't see herding a bunch of, walking apples. I just couldn't see it.
If you did, however, agree to actually shepherd the apples, how would you keep them in line?
How would you keep them in line? Just like any, like sheep or any cattle, it would be the same procedure.
If they started, let's say at one point they got out of hand, would you, if you were accompanying them on this trip, use a whip and snap it over the heads?
If you whipped an apple, you probably would destroy them. So I can't see them ahead. You'd probably break the apple. How would they be able to go back in line? So I don't know. I guess you can pick them up and put them right back in line. That'd be about the best because they wouldn't weigh too much.
If thousands of people in the path of this migration, people who had never seen these foot apples before, suddenly the apples appeared walking into their hometown and people fled by the thousands to get out of the path of this herd, would you be in favor of destroying the apples?
Oh, yeah, naturally, sure.
Would you perhaps direct the herd toward the sea to destroy them? In other words, would you start whipping them toward the sea so the little feet would...
Well, it depends how far away the sea or the ocean might be.
At the same time, if you led them to the ocean or to some cliff, let's say, they just run off the cliff, right?
Would they, though? They might just hang there. I mean, it depends what kind of feet. They have feet like birds. They can stay on the cliff, couldn't they?
Do you think if they went in the water, they'd try and swim?
They should be able to swim. I mean, you figure an apple can float, and I see why they would no one know with their feet what they can... They'll be able to swim.
And is there any possibility then of one of these herds actually swimming to an island and then establishing a community?
Right there, sure. And then they'll establish a community right there.
Who would?
The apples.
Can we explain something to you?
What?
There are no apples with feet.
Oh.
That's a joke.
That would be pretty good, though. Apples with the feet on.